Well, a very happy Sunday to you all. Particularly, I see a couple of moms are with us, so happy Mother's Day. If you haven't called your mother yet today, make sure you do so right after Mass. Not now, do it after Mass. Call your mother, tell your mother. You know, I was preparing this homily, and this is kind of, it's not the last Sunday that I'll be here, but it's sort of the last Sunday where we're kind of all together, because you know the exam period has taken effect, and so as exams finish, people start to trickle away. And on top of that, it was Mother's Day, and trying to think about how Mother's Day fits into all of this. And it's the solemnity of the Ascension of our Lord. And I just started to think of all of these many experiences I've had over the years at St. Paul's. And something dawned on me, like Lord saying, Father, you know what? None of that matters. And here's what I mean when I say none of that matters. Like, it all matters a lot. The memories we have, the experiences we share. Your family means a lot. Your exams are important, students, right? Your exams are actually important, but at the same time, they're not, right? And what do we mean when we say that? Or what do I mean when I say that? Here on the Solemnity of the Ascension of our Lord, we call to mind a fact we already know. Jesus Christ, the God-man, the fullness of the divinity, who was born with a human nature like ours, lived a life just like ours, died a death just like ours, shared every palpable, emotional, human experience that there is to know, all of the great wonders and goods of the world, of which there are so many, all of the sadnesses and the horrors of the world. He shared all of that with us. And so too, when he rose from the dead and ascended into heaven, he shared that with us as well. Now Jesus Christ returns to the throne of glory, that his human nature, which is just like ours, is tethered to divine in the life of the divinity. And all human experience finds its deepest meaning, its ultimate purpose. All human experience is protected from selfishness, from self-serving, from corruption, when it is united with the divinity of Jesus Christ, who lifts our humanity up into heaven. You know, in the old days of the church, there used to be an octave of the Ascension. You may know on Easter there's an octave, 8 days we celebrate Easter super intense. It used to be the exact same thing for the Ascension and the exact same thing for Pentecost, all right, because we just like to party a little bit, all right, in the Catholic version. So, and not to rant again, but focus our minds on that. Know how united you are with eternity. Where the head is, the body also is. I was reminded of the experience I had when I was a kid. I can't remember exactly how old I was, maybe 7, 8, 9, something like that. I don't remember exactly, but I remember it was 4th of July. And we had the usual, right? We had sparklers and little smoke bombs that were colored smoke and those little, you know, those little, like, black pellets that you lit a match on them and the ash all comes up looking like a little snake or worm or stuff. So we had those kinds of things. And then as it got dark, we started to hear these fantastical noises from the backyards and the shadow and glow of colors. And so I snuck back there with my little brothers and peeked over the fence, and there were our neighbors lighting off like the really awesome, definitely illegal kinds of fireworks, all right, and shooting with colors. And I could only lift up, right? Only my head could see it over, but I remember my whole body was just tingled and excited, all right? And this might be a way to think about what the Ascension means for us. In one part, we worship because the Ascension is Christ turning to his rightful place. At the end of the day, Jesus Christ is God. We owe him our total allegiance. And then he returns to his rightful place in eternity. We want to rejoice and praise our Lord merely for that fact, but that he has taken on a human nature just like mine. You know, I think of that this afternoon. I was at my parents' house and we had nice dinner on that, and Mom was talking about something. I don't even know what, because I was just getting a little bit sleepy and nappy, and I thought, oh, I'm a bad son, not even paying attention to Mom on Mother's Day, just kind of drooling over my cherry pie here, all right? Jesus Christ had a nature just like that. I'm sure he paid perfect attention to his mother, all right? But he had a human nature just like that, and he desires not to shed it in his resurrection, but unite it and raise it up to heaven. There are so many good and beautiful things in the world. So many good and beautiful experiences that the human person can have. But they all must fade. Even the best, even the greatest, even the most enduring of those goods must eventually fade away. And at the end, every human soul will enter before the throne room of God. They will be where Christ ascends to, before his throne, in his glory. And on that day, we want to be able to open our eyes and say, hey, I've been here before. I recognize this place. And have our Lord look at us and say, you're right. You do. It would be a very terrifying thing to get up before the throne room of God and say, gosh, I feel a little underdressed. Can I just go stand in the corner over here? So how do we do that? We do it in the gifts that our Lord has given to us. When he ascended into heaven, when his victory was complete and he returned to his rightful place in eternity, he poured out his gifts onto his holy church, his city, his bride. Come know me in the sacraments. Come know me in the word. Come know me in the doctrines of the church. Come know me in the life of prayer. Come know me in the life of charity. Let yourself be united to my head so that you can see glory. We cannot be in glory, right? When I was watching fireworks, I remember I tried to sneak around the fence and my dad grabbed me by the scruff of the neck, all right, because my mom was freaking out, all right, because fireworks are going to burn you, all right, so we had all that kind of thing going on, right? So we can't be there, right, and it made sense, right, when I look back, it makes sense. When I was 8 years old or whatever, I did not know how to handle those great, huge fireworks. Now I'm super good at it, all right, but back then I wasn't, and it would have been unwise, it would have been too much, I would have gotten too close to the sound and the light and the power. In a similar kind of way, all right? Our Lord allows us to see his glory. Not there quite yet. And you know, I remember that those 4th of July's. I remember a lot of them. It was a lot of fun. We had a big yard. We got our sparklers. It was great fun. We had a nice time. We had good food. There's nothing wrong. It was perfectly beautiful. It wasn't as awesome as those fireworks. And this world has so much good in it. Not as much as that glory. And it's important to know, you know, that there are great fireworks on the other side of the fence. So we just don't grab our little sparkler and say, I just like my little sparkler here in my little corner. I just stare at it and it sparkles just for me. Right? And I'm just so happy because it's all the sparkles that I like. Because sparklers are tiny and they run out. And at the end of the day, really only one person can hold a sparkler at a time. Those huge fireworks light up the whole sky. We have to know they're there, right? Our Lord ascends to heaven so that we will know there is that place for us. See the bright light that shines in the immense sky of your heart. See it light up every time you come to Jesus and say, I love you before you make Holy Communion. When you say, I love you when you make your good confession. When you say, I want to hear you when you read his word. I want to follow you when I learn a teaching of the church. I want to talk to you when I'm in my prayer. I want to love you when I do good to my neighbor. See that as a bright firework that lights up the sky of our hearts. At the end of it all, this is everything. And not to sound too personalistic or crass, but a lot of people have said to me, will you miss it at St. Paul's? And I say, no. And here's why. Not because I haven't loved it here. I loved it here very, very much. The most fun I'll probably ever have in my life, right? Not because it's a bad place, it's a great place. I don't like the chapel, you might have picked that up by now, but that's a personal aesthetic, all right? I won't miss it because I'm a Catholic. I won't miss it because I'm really trying with my whole heart to love Jesus and to try to see him better at the Mass by the way I live my life and the way I pray, to try and see him better when I read Holy Gospel, like being attentive and trying to be like him, trying to see him better in my neighbor, which is hard, right? You, as a priest, I hope that you have experienced some goodness for me, and if I have failed you, I am very sorry. It's hard to see Christ in our neighbor sometimes because I know you every once in a while, I pay a little too much attention to myself. But I always know the fireworks are lighting bright in the sky. I always know the sun is rising. I always know because I am Christian, with my whole heart and soul trying to follow Jesus, I'm not going to miss, you miss people, right, when they're not around. I don't miss places. The only place I miss is heaven. The only place we miss is heaven, right? You know, I like, I like my parents' living room. They got a really nice couch. I like Door County. The beaches are just right. I like Lombardino's restaurant. The food there is really good, all right? But it's not heaven, right? I like Zanzibar chocolate ice cream at the chocolate shop. It's the best of all the ice creams, all right? So on and so forth, right? But that's not why we're here. Not to love ice cream and Italian food and beaches. Those are all fantastically wonderful things, right? We're here to love the Lord our God with our whole heart, mind, soul, and strength, and our neighbor as ourself. And the ascension reminds me that it is super worth it. Every once in a while, it gets a little tough in life. Every once in a while, I'm sitting in my office thinking, I'm not sure I want to be nice to people today. I think I would just like to hide out in the corner and stare at my own little sparkler, right? But I know I can't do that, right? And a lot of days are not like that, right? A lot of days are great days. I want to be good to people. I want to see people I want. Right? Let's ask the Lord to light our hearts on that fire, on the ascension. You have ascended up high in your throne, Lord, and you just constantly give out gifts. What are your gifts? The sacraments, the word, the church, our neighbor. If we can constantly, and you know what? Those things are everywhere. That's why I say, will you miss St. Paul's? No, because those things are all the place. Maybe you go to a really remote mountain, they'll be hard to get the sacraments, right? But the rest you can really get at, more or less, unless you're by yourself. But anyways, that's another story. So we want to be ready. And we come to Mass because we can do all those things, right? Know Jesus in the sacraments, know Jesus in the Word, know Jesus in the church, know Jesus in our neighbor. We can do all those at the Mass. That's why it's so right what Catholics do every single Sunday, reminded of our destiny with Jesus Christ in heaven. And on Mother's Day, we would do well to remind ourselves that the Blessed Mother Mary, she helps, right? You may know this. Moms are crazy. They do things that rational, intelligent people would not ordinarily do, all right? Because they love their kids. Now, again, some moms do crazy things just for who knows why, all right? My mom does stuff. I'm like, I don't want to do that, right? But you know what? They're very best, right? You see, moms do, they just see their kids, and they see something in their kids that nobody else sees. They say, I'm going to love that kid. Everyone else is like, that kid is a disaster. Why? Get away. And they say, no, I'm going to love that kid. And Mary is like that with every single human soul. Right? Come to what is good, she says. Come to what is love. Come to my son, Jesus. You stay close to Mary, you can't help but be close to the ascended, glorified Lord and have his gifts poured out into our hearts. So let's go to the Mass. The best thing about being a priest, there's a lot of good things, all right? It's not chatting to people, though that's good. It's not saying profound things in the homily, though that's kind of fun on occasion. It's being able to just bow down and say, this is my body and this is my blood, because that's where heaven touches earth. The most real moment in existence is the Mass, because Christ lives forever in heaven. And we're going to see him the best we can every time we say the Mass, so that when that day comes, we'll be before that glorious throne and say, I know this place. And he'll say, you're right, you do. Come inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. And if I get there before you, I'll try to save you a spot, all right? And say, hey, it's nice up here. It's nice in here. But above all, to hear our Lord say it. Huh? Lord, I know this place. You're right, you do. It was made for you. I want it for you. Here I am. So let's touch our Lord in the sacraments, in the word, in the teachings of the church, and in our neighbor. Because in that place we make our hearts most ready to see him forever in glory.